This is Ozarks at Large. The Northwest Arkansas Martin Luther King Jr. Council is celebrating its 25th anniversary, and this year's celebration of Dr. King includes a series of mostly virtual events that begin this weekend. To learn more, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with Council President John L. Colbert earlier this week. He's one of the founders of the Northwest Arkansas Celebration and says the event has grown quite a bit from its inception a quarter century ago.
Doing the march and all that, that's more like 35 years. And but the banquet and celebration is 25, because what was happening, since we did not have a local banquet here, my pastor and some of us, we would travel to Fort Smith to their celebration. And so I would never forget it. The pastor called me in one Sunday morning and says, "Deacon Colbert, we can do better than this. We need to create our own MLK banquet in Fayetteville. You need to get on that and get it done." And so because of his determination, his, well, directive, I had to form a group of members out of St. James Missionary Baptist Church, and we form a MLK planning, we call it planning committee at that time, to plan out a banquet and all that stuff, and from the directive that my pastor had given me, that we need to go ahead and create a annual recommitment banquet. So 25 years ago, from that conversation in his office on a Sunday morning at St. James Missionary Baptist Church, the Northwest Arkansas MLK Planning Committee was formed. That's how it began.
How has it grown over the last 25
years? Oh my goodness, it has grown. I remember that first year, we were so happy that we can give out two scholarships for $500 each. That's two, $500,000. But now we give $30,000 at the annual celebration. And then that first year, we had about 125 people to attend. Now we're up to about 700 attendees. So it has really grown. And we have the great support from Northwest Arkansas. University of Arkansas has really been an outstanding supporter the entire time. So we really appreciate them for supporting the effort. And then the mayor's office, city of Fayetteville, and some other Walmart and all, and Tyson's, they all have been very good supporting us financially so we could continue to give out the scholarship to deserving students and from Northwest Arkansas. So it's been a nice evolution from, you know, two scholarship to what we give 25 scholarship, $30,000 a year, to from 150 people attending to almost 700 something. So that's a big transformation. So it's been great. Yes.
It's a very big transformation. And this year is going to be a transformation as well with the pandemic.
Yes.
I'm sure you could not have envisioned something like this 25 years ago, but take me through what some of your planning has been like and what you guys are doing instead.
You know, as we was thinking about Dr. King and the civil rights movement and all that stuff, and what they went through is small to what we're doing through COVID. COVID is hard. But as I think about what those civil rights leaders had to do and what Dr. King had to do and endure, this is just a piece of cake. But it has changed the format. We still have that determination that we're still going to celebrate his life and legacy. But there's going to be a lot of virtual meetings and virtual Zooming for us to do this celebration. So we have a nice slate of events that is we going right on as though we were there live. So it's not going to stop us. And so therefore, we have decided to do the majority of the events via Zoom so that the community at large can join us into this celebration.
And we said the majority of them are virtual. I guess the one thing that I noticed that is not virtual is just the food drive.
Right. Yeah, I guess I should say 98% of the events are virtual except for the food drive. Yes, right. That is going to kick off the celebration. You know, Dr. King believed in giving back. We, too, believe in giving back to our community. So we're asking the community to join us on Saturday, January the 16th from 9 until 12. They have to sign up. We have put the information out on Facebook. They have to, because, you know, we have to follow all the CDC guidelines,
right,
social distances and all that, wearing the mask. So if they're going to ask to come and help us, they need to sign up and select a time, because they can come from 9 to 10, 10 to 11, or 11 to 12, so we can keep those numbers down, because we will be working inside of the pantry trying to organize the food in different bags and all that. Now, if you cannot attend in person, you can drop off non-perishable goods there at the center, and that address is 115 South Willow. And so they on Tuesdays is the working hours from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. that they can do, or they can come like on that Saturday, because we will be there on the 16th, that they can bring the canned goods there.
And then on Sunday, there is a memorial service. Tell me a little bit about that. I'm more familiar with the banquet, so I was curious about this.
Right. That would be the second thing that we do. That is a memorial program that is co-sponsored by the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. You remember Dr. King was an Alpha. And so I'm an Alpha too. So we as brothers would like to put that program on, the memorial program, where we do have a keynote speaker, where we honor Dr. King and his life. We have singing, of course, and we have that keynote speaker is going to come and speak to us to deliver the address, which, you know, is still, the theme is united. It is up to us to choose unity over division. So we're looking forward to having that speaker. We encourage the public to jump on that Zoom and be with us to hear a good message and also some good singing, and then some greetings from the local fraternities in the Northwest Arkansas Council.
And Monday morning, you have your virtual youth breakfast.
Yeah. You know that we believe in order for the dream to continue, we have to start with the youth. So therefore, the youth plays a very important part in this. I'm the advisor to a group called the Dream Keepers. That group, between the ages 9 to 16, they put on that program, invite other youth from Northwest Arkansas to join us, so that they too can let people know that they believe in Dr. King's legacy and dream, and that they are responsible to making sure the dream continues through them as youth, because we're going to be moving off to sing. But so therefore, we teach them early that, hey, they're going to have to step up and carry out their dreams. So they'll be putting on the program, talking about the services that they do and what they stand for in order to make sure that the life and legacy of Dr. King continues.
And later that morning, a virtual Freedom March. First time for that.
Well, yes, 11:15. We're going to do this nice virtual march where, you know, we normally get everyone together and do the chants and do the singing. We're going to be doing the same thing there on the virtual Zoom that we're going to be doing for the march. So we encourage the community to please join us at 11:15 as we do our virtual march in honor of Dr. King.
And there's a vigil at noon, and then the recommitment banquet in the evening. Who is your guest speaker this year?
Right. The guest speaker at the MLK recommitment celebration is no other than the person who was by my side as a young college student is going to help us do that. He's going to be the keynote speaker. His name is Kevin Detner. And I would never forget him either, because he's a go-getter. You know, I said, kid, you're just a college kid. Where did all this energy coming from? And so he was responsible for leading the Elfert there at the University of Arkansas. And actually he met with the chancellor and all that. And so he actually was very instrumental in making sure that the university would be off on that day 25 years ago for Dr. King's celebration. So from that 25 years ago until now, they're off and recognizing Dr. King's celebration. So we bring him back because he was very instrumental in working with us and being part of that first group to get the MLK celebration going.
And you mentioned that the theme this year is unity. What is the importance of uniting and coming together, especially given the climate that we are in right now nationally?
Exactly. And you know, you can imagine that theme actually evolved from what's been happening on the national scene. You know, we feel that it's time for us to unite together It's time for this country to come together because we are better than what we've been seeing lately, the division. That is not America. That is not us. That is not what Dr. King would have been asking us to do. He preached unity, coming together. And we know that once he asked all of the white clergymen and everyone else to get involved, it made a difference in the civil rights march. So therefore, we too are saying, in order for us to get this right, in order for us to be united, in order for us to do away with this division, we have to come together as one. Unity is what we need to do. And guess who it's left up to? Us. Us. You and him and her. We have to do it, no one else. So therefore, we're asking those people with them like mind, like we do, come and be with us. That's unite, so that we can show that we are not divided, we're united.
Thank you so much for your time today, and I hope everything goes well in this environment, and happy 25th anniversary.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it, and thank you for allowing us to share the events with the public, and we invite the public to come out and be with us. Thank you.
That was John L. Colbert, president of the Northwest Arkansas Martin Luther King Jr. Council. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda earlier this week. More information about this year's celebration, including links to the virtual events, available at nwamlk.org.